Question three. Today's English topic is Rome was not built in a day. Rome was not built in a day. So everybody knows this proverb. Why this proverb is used and all. So first of all, we will know that what is Rome. Rome is a beautiful city. It is a capital city of Italy, and it is also called an eternal city. And a city of seven hills, and for Christians it is very this city is very important for them, because it is also called a Vatican City, where the Pope resides. So the story behind it that Rome was earlier, the Rome was only a accumulation of hamlets, that is the villages, but afterwards there were two brothers, Romulus and Remus. They came and built up that city. So it become they built up such a beautiful city. So then it becomes a big city, and then it becomes a state, and then afterwards it becomes a vast empire. So this was not built in a day. Actually, for so long time, unconditional efforts of unmeasurable persons, innumerable persons put their efforts over there, and then afterwards the city was built. So this city is very famous for its architecture. I have seen some pictures of it on the internet. So many beautiful buildings are there. The architecture is very beautiful. So for this beautiful city, to build such an attractive city, it was not built in a day. So many years, so many times, thousands of people had to put their efforts, untiring labor over it, and then it becomes a beautiful city. So this phrase is used to relate about its importance of the city, and also the efforts put behind the success of the city. So even if nowadays whatever when the science invention started, so after the invention we get new facilities. Now also we have many gadgets, and every after a few days we get the new model of the gadget, our mobile. And also we get the new different types of facilities. We have the cars and the electricity, whatever it is. So we get these facilities, and we get, because of these facilities, we feel very comfortable, and our life become easy. Earlier every man's life was very difficult, but by seeing that difficulty, some people thought that we should create something like that, so that the people's difficulty should be removed. So the scientists, we see, they put so much effort. They don't go after they don't do any invention for the sake of name and fame or money. They just keep on doing their efforts, tireless efforts. Even they get so many times failures, but they don't get disheartened, and they continue to do their efforts. And after that, after a long time, after putting so much effort, after keeping that patience, that determination, they get success on one day. But until then, they work hard, tirelessly. In the same manner, whatever human endeavor is there, either it is in art field or some religious field or in the statesmanship, whatever it is, everybody has to put that much time, that much effort, that faith in that particular thing. Then only they get success, or they get that high achievement. Here also in Brahmin life, we see that how much effort they had to do to achieve that success. Even Brahma Baba has put so much effort. He did lot of efforts for that, and he make others also to make that effort. He gives that power to the children, and then only he could achieve that the higher stage. even we see that our human body, human body cannot be formed in a day. It takes complete 9 months to form that body. No? 4-5 months for forming that body and then to develop 3-4 months more. So it takes 9 months. Also we see, if you go to the nature, we see the birds make very beautiful nests for them. If a human being try to make that nest, it cannot be possible for the human being. Only the birds can weave that nest for them. And for making that nest, it takes so much efforts. It gives so much, it puts so much efforts and also gives so much time. You know, the bird is so small and we see the nest is quite big. And for that nest, it brings that the sticks and the twigs from the other trees, and then it slowly it puts it at the join of the branches, and then it try to weave that nest. Sometimes that sticks falls down. Sometimes the wind blow it off. And it half constructed that nest becomes blow off. Then even though it doesn't leave the his patience, it is firm in his task. So that again it brings that twigs and sticks and all, and again it starts to build that nest. So there is also patience, so much patience and hard labor over there. So everything, whatever great achievement, if you want, then it cannot be achieved overnight. One has to give their time. Proper planning also is necessary and efforts also necessary. This phrase directly indicates that behind the success of any place or person, there are unlimited efforts, or faith is also necessary. A person who wants to achieve success within no time or it runs, nowadays people are running behind the success or to earn money. They are looking for such shortcuts. But shortcuts cannot give you constant success. It will give you success for some time, but it won't give you success for long period. If I get lottery, and even in a lottery, I get a lot of money. But that time, I don't have that much importance of that lottery. I will spend that money waywardly. I don't save, and I will use for my lavish things. So if we put hard labor and hard work, then we have that importance of that thing also. And it will give our constant happiness also afterwards. But nowadays even we see the students, if there is those students who study right from the starting, they will get, then whatever exam will be there, whatever questions will be there, they can easily solve it. But the students who think that I am quite intelligent, I don't need too much study, I can play and waste my time anywhere. So they cannot get good marks at the end. And even if by luck they got that marks, they say that, see, I am how much intelligent I am. I don't need to put more efforts and give more time for that. But every time it is not possible that your luck will be by your side. And if they get failed, then say no, I was I was not lucky. It was my fortune that otherwise I am very intelligent. In spiritual life, Baba says that Baba has come here to establish a new world. In fact, Baba can, Baba many times Baba says that if Baba will give one clap, it will cause a destruction or it will create a new world. But Baba doesn't want that. Baba can do these things. Baba can establish the new world. Baba can destroy this old world within a second. Even Baba can change all the children within a second. We don't need to put efforts. Baba, even immediately Baba, if Baba made a thought that all being, all my children become perfect and they should achieve the status of Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba can do it, but Baba won't. Why? Because he is establishing a kingdom, and in that kingdom every person, people from all walks of life are needed. If Baba will do it, then everybody will become Lakshmi Narayan. Then who will serve to others? And Lakshmi Narayan, we know that there are their subject is there. They have so many so many servants, and their servants are there. But if all become Lakshmi Narayan, then there won't be any subject. There won't be any servants. Then what will they do? How the work will go? Even in this world also, we see all walks of life. No? Somebody is king, somebody is officer in technical field, somebody is an officer in administrative field. Every person is essential. Every person is essential in the in this world drama. So Baba doesn't make this new world within a second. Baba said that you children have to put your efforts. You children have to have faith in Baba, in Rama, everything. You have to follow the Srimad. The more Srimad you follow, the more you remember Baba, the more you claim the high status. Otherwise, you cannot get a good position or status in the new world. Baba also says, all of you are the castle of this, bricks of this castle. And this brick, every brick is as important as the strongest brick is important. Without that, even if we see the machine, we see that major part of the machine, that is the important part of the machine. But even if there is a small screw is there, if that screw is not there, the machine cannot work properly. In the same way, all the Brahmins who are here are important for the establishing a new kingdom. However, everybody has to put their efforts to achieve that perfection, stage of perfection. Everybody's stage of perfection is also different, and that also needed. One cannot achieve the higher stage like Mama and Baba, but everybody's role is important here. And Baba said that you children has to do long time efforts. Bahut kal ka abhyas, lambe samay ka abhyas. Long time efforts. Because earlier also Baba told us that achanak already and bahut kal ka abhyas. Everything will be happened at random. And for that you have to be ever ready. And for that you have to do a long time efforts. We all know that our final paper is for only a second. Baba already told us, and the paper is also Baba also told us about the paper, what paper will be there. But for that 1 second, it can come at any time. We don't know what is the time of our paper. It can come any time, and for that to pass that paper, we have to do long time efforts. Earlier also Dr. Sachin told us in one of his class. Dadi Janki said that whatever is your stage at the time of traffic control is your whole day's stage. So one has to do constant efforts and untiring efforts, so that then only we can achieve that stage of perfection. The Baba teaches us easy Rajyoga. Is it so easy, that easy Rajyoga? No. Many people say that they have some experience on the very first day, they have very good experience. But that experience doesn't mean that they have achieved that stage of perfection. It is their part in someone's or their efforts of last birth, so that they got that experience on the very first day. But that first experience doesn't mean that they have achieved that higher state. For that, to achieve that higher state, one has to do again effort. So Rome was not built in a day. This phrase depends, the meaning or the thing in it is that the untiring effort, constant effort, and firm, should be firm and determined effort. These things are included in this phrase. So we have to build our own building for the new world. So soul's building. So first, what we have to do? First, we have to set our goal. Baba has gross aim Baba has given us to become a Lakshmi and Narayan. But we all know that everybody will not become Lakshmi and Narayan. But it doesn't mean also that we should not do effort to achieve that. We cannot say that nobody can, only Mama and Baba will become a Lakshmi and so nobody will become and so we don't need to do that much effort. No, but we have to do efforts like that. You know, in schools we have been taught that you have to if you have to achieve 90% of marks or 95% of marks, you have to do lot of effort, and after that, if you will keep your aim of 95%, then you will get 80%. You don't get that much 95% only. So if you want to achieve that 90% mark, 90% or 95% marks, you have to do more than efforts, just like you have to achieve that 115% marks. So we have to set our goal. The goal should be achievable. You know? First we have to set our goal, what I have to do exactly. Many times we talked about or we discuss here about planning. Set the goal. I have to imbibe this particular Swaman, highest consciousness. So first I have to set that goal. I have to experience that Master Almighty Authority, Swaman. Then for this I have that clear vision. What is exactly the Master Sarvashaktivan or the Master Almighty Authority stage is. So then I have to have the clear vision and I have to imagine how to lead. Then I have to make planning for it. For this Swaman, for experiencing this stage, what I have to do? How should I do it? Means I have to make plan. Yes, this time I can experience this thing, and for that I have to do this this practice, or I have to learn this. I have to think about this like this, and then after proper planning, we have to do proper methods or use proper tools. No, proper method. If I don't know the proper method. Vision is clear, I have proper planning also, but I don't know the method, how to practice. If anyone says, no, just sit in meditation, go to Paramdham, consider yourself as a soul and go to Paramdham and say, think that Baba is Almighty Authority, I am Master Almighty Authority, all the rays are coming and I am becoming Master Almighty Authority. No, not that, like that. You can't experience immediately like this. For this, you have to churn, you have to think about it, and you have to use that proper method. For example, there was one in one company, there was a machine. There was some problem, and all the mechanicals, all the technicians came there. They tried to solve that problem, but it couldn't. Then the manager of the company gave an advertisement in the newspaper. He said that anybody any technician is there who can solve this problem. So one old man come there. He checked the machine and within a minute he just he saw that he put a screw and then the problem was solved. Then all were astonished how he solved the problem. Then the manager asked that old man, what is your fees? How much we have to pay? He said, sir, 5,000 rupees. Then he said, what 5,000 rupees? You just put a little screw in it and you are asking for 5,000 rupees? What nonsense it is. Then he said, sir, to put a screw is only for to fix that problem, to put at that screw, it is only of 1 rupee cost. But what proper screw we have to fix there, and for that I need my experience, for long time experience, and for that experience I am taking 4,999 rupees. So thus he took 5,000 rupees for fixing that problem. So proper method and proper tools are also necessary. Then perseverance, that is firmness of that purpose. Whatever great task we took in our hand, or even if we prepare some tool, many times it becomes some obstacles come, you know, and we in fact we have to be concentrate on preparing that dish, that tool, but sometimes it comes so many problems or obstacles there. So what a great achievement also when we have to do that, when we have to walk a long path, and that time so many hindrances and so many obstacles come. But that time we should be very much firm about our purpose, that what I had to do. When we should be determined about it. If we are not determined about it, then we will lose it. Now suppose we have to do some great task, like if we have to learn the car, drive a car. But if I said, oh, I am first day I start driving the car, learning the car, to drive the car. But the next day if I say, no, I cannot do it. The second, second day it, I dash somewhere else. So I say, no, I cannot do it. I can make an accident. So if I leave it, then I can never learn how to drive the car. So I have to be firm in that, of that purpose. So the next is step by step. If I have to go to the roof, I cannot climb, I cannot go directly. I have to climb every step of the ladder. Otherwise, I cannot reach there. You know, if somebody can say that there would be a lift and we can go, but it is not, if there is no lift, we have to go. Because when we go step by step, then we will achieve a good success. But in this matter, we have to go step by step only. That is the different thing. Then we have confidence and faith in ourselves. Whatever task we have taken, so we need, just like Baba has given us Vaman, and earlier we talked about Vaman, that I had to do this particular experience within 7 days. For that we have faith, is confidence is necessary. If I don't have confidence, as I am very weak, mentally very weak, I am very sensitive, then I will say that no, I am very weak, I am very sensitive, how can I achieve that stage of Master Almighty authority? No, first, if I have taken that thought, means I have full faith in it. I also have to be, have faith in Baba, that he has given me that Swaman. I also have faith in drama also. Then only we can do that things. Next thing is, we have to be very active, alert, and pay attention. Whatever task we do, we have to do, we have to be active. All the time we have to be attentive. Baba always said, while moving around the children and the father. So if we hear it, we listen it, but we take it very lightly. But in fact, if we really want to do that practice, how much attention we have to pay on it, how much we have to be alert all the time, so that Baba always every day give us some task or some work to do that. Next is spontaneous, ceaseless, untiring efforts. One has to put a spontaneous effort for everything. Just like we study, we see the students who are doing, especially in the medical field, they have to do lot of efforts, or the IAS student. they have to do all the time, that is spontaneous efforts. They don't have, they don't say that I have just a practical session is there and I will get marks in that only. So they have to do a lot of effort, they have to spontaneous effort, spontaneously they have to study a lot, and so many books are there, such big books. So one has to study it a lot. Yes, they have to put spontaneous and ceaseless efforts for that. Then only they can get only pass, you know. Everybody cannot achieve so many marks in that particular exam also. So try to learn new things and have creativity. If we don't have creativity, then what happens? We will get bored. What these things? So that here also sir told us about the Murli method, A to Z Murli method. You know? Every day if we will listen the Murli or read the Murli, we will get bored. But if we will use these 26 methods, now it becomes a 34, no? 40, very good. So now it becomes a 40. If we use some of the methods, or every day we use only one method also, then it will be nice. We will enjoy that mood. So we need creativity in that. So whatever work we are doing, though it is fixed, though our planning is there, but we should bring creativity in it. And then we have patience. You know, patience is very important, because long if we are putting hard labor, hard work, and doing that work for long time, then we will get bored also. So, but we should not get bored. We have to be patient. Otherwise, we cannot concentrate on that work. You know. In Gita also it is said that you keep on doing your actions and don't expect for the fruit. You just wait patiently, because if we have patience, then we will get very good fruit. And last one is commitment. Commitment. We have to be committed for that for our task. If we will we will be committed, then we even commitment is necessary in everywhere, either in relations, either in any of our task and whatever it is, we need that commitment. If we are committed to that, we will get success. So Rome was not built in a day. I was thinking that that when we get this topic, any other topic, we have to churn a lot. You know, we have to put law. We have to give so much time, we have to put lot of effort, and we have to pay so much attention. Everybody is not Dr. Sachin actually. I know, because earlier he did lot of effort, so a lot of reading, and he is also very much intelligent, so he doesn't have that much problem now. He can give, he do lot of effort, but not that much like us. We have to put so many efforts now in preparing such lectures, and for 20 minutes we have to deliver this lecture or do this class. But for that, for 8 days, 10 days, it falls short for us. 20. No, that falls short for us. We need more efforts. Very good. So that also, because of he studied a lot earlier and he keeps all these things in his mind, and he is able to relate all the material things or outer things with knowledge. He's having good capacity, so it is possible for him. For everyone it is not easy. So it is the proverb is Rome was not built in a day. It's very real. Om Shankar.